Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Good morning. We are on the air with Bernice Shoup. She is with the Thumb Christian Outreach Ministries. We've had a series of programs this month. It's been involving Parent Awareness Month. And today we're going to be talking about the spiritual side of a child, raising a spiritual child. And Bernice has done that, as I understand it, with a couple of her kids, or a whole group of them. She's got a lot, and we're going to be talking about that. And some of the information that will be coming up is also going to be talking about your Parenting Day next month. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been exciting.
Now, you have a special guest coming up next month at your Parenting Day, but we're going to be talking about this person today as well because of a book he has written. And it's just so timely, as you're going to have the guest.
I know. That's so exciting.
And basically, you said this book is like a guide to raising spiritual children?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My son told me 4 years ago that, and he has children, and they're avid readers. He's my fourth son. And he said, Mom, you have to get this man, Ted Tripp, to speak at Christian Parenting Day. And so I said, okay, because I knew that he's a real spiritual man and he'd know what to look for. It's the best book on parenting that's ever been written, he said. It's called Shepherding a Child's Heart by Dr. Ted Tripp of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. And so I tried to get him, and I've been trying for 4 years, and he's in such demand. He is a pastor of his church, and he will take only 12 a year. And so I was number 48 on the list. And so I called back the next year, and he said, the secretary, whom I've talked to so many times, and she said, oh, we were just talking about you yesterday. And she said, we knew you'd be calling. And she said, you aren't up, you aren't there yet. And I said, okay, well, the next year I called. She knows my voice now. And she said, you aren't up there. You aren't up there. You aren't up there. You're almost there, she said last year. And I said, well, it's going to be our 30th year for Christian Parenting Day. Ask him if he'd reconsider coming. And he did, and he's coming, and we're so happy to have him. He was in India last summer for 3 weeks speaking on shepherding a child's heart. And we're also very honored to have him. My son, same one, Jonathan, is going to be picking him up at the airport the day before and taking him to the television station of Channel 49. And they will be taping him for a whole hour speaking on shepherding a child's heart. And then in some time to come, they didn't know the scheduling, how many of a month or what. This message will go around the world to millions and millions of homes. So we're really honored to have him.
And this is something you have to arrange. Are these speakers, you know, somebody you have to... Your organization has to have funds for to bring them here. I mean, there's travel expenses. There's all the other types of things that go with it. Plus, a lot of these speakers in demand have almost a fee, I guess you'd call it, to be there.
Oh, they do, and he does. And so I have had the most exciting time you could ever imagine. It costs $10,000 for the one day. And so as president of Thumb Christian Outreach Ministries, it's my honor to go around collecting funding. And anybody who's listening, if they want to give toward the day, you know, just call me or send me a check. And I have had so much fun. I call it, it's a blast. Going to people this year, I thought, hey, why not go to some of the first graders that I had 48 years ago?
This is when you were teaching?
I was teaching first grade in Frankenmuth. So I have made 3 trips to Frankenmuth. And it has been so interesting. I just was there all day yesterday. That was my 3rd trip there. Speaking with my children, with their parents, and getting funding for them. And in fact, Some of them are very, very successful businessmen. Like, really successful? Like, one is the president of Zender's restaurant. First one who hasn't been a Zender, who's the president. And it was so... Can I tell you what happened when I went to see him?
Well, yes, we're going to.
Well, okay. It was so funny because first I went to... I had 39 children the first year, and 26 were boys. And just outstanding boys, except for one. He was the superintendent's son. And I was determined to find out if he's dead or what. And he just was my greatest challenge of the 7 years I taught there. It took me either 8 to 12 hours to find him. I went on the internet. I went everywhere. And I finally found him. And I talked with him. And if I have time later, I can finish that story.
Uh-oh.
But, you just can't believe it. Just brings tears to my eyes. What happened? Well, maybe I can tell you just the last part of it. I talked to him, and I knew I should. And at the end, he said, Miss Bauer, it's really interesting that you called me. I had a class that I took at a junior college last semester, and I wrote a paper about you. I said, about who? About you. About me? I said that 3 times, like I couldn't believe it. Why would Teddy ever write a paper about me? And he said, I have no money now. Businesses have closed. He had a great job, but businesses have closed and he's lost all his jobs. And he is now a part-time dishwasher at a restaurant. He has no money. And he said, but I want to donate to this Christian Parenting Day because it's really a good thing. Is it all right if I would send you just $1? Oh, I said, Teddy, that would be fine. And then he said, when you send me the form to fill out, I will make a copy of the paper I wrote on you, and then I'll send it with the dollar. And I said, and you can't imagine how excited I am to see. Well, what kind of an impression did I make on him? I don't have any idea how he could. I know I cared for him because he was so bad. I just wanted so to have him be a good boy. And so...
Now,
when you say bad,
are you talking incorrigible, okay, or is he just disruptive?
No. Like, he was very bad. In fact, he told me that they finally diagnosed me as an attention deficit guy, and I said, yeah, I believe that one. Yes. When he was in kindergarten, he would hide behind the telephone poles, so he thought no one would see him, and he wouldn't go to school. He didn't have to go to school then. And other teachers told me that. His mother stood at the door with a broom and made him go to school as he'd run back to go into the house. And so, just very interesting. He was a very interesting child. Yes.
Okay.
I've really had fun. And then this stockbroker. Oh, well, one is a very affluent stockbroker. And, just on and on. It's really fun.
It's always good to look back with good memories. And
yes.
Getting back to the book now, you have kind of gone through a little bit on it. Mm-hmm. And you were saying a lot of this is, you know, kind of familiar to you, that you've used a lot of these techniques anyway.
I couldn't believe this. I started reading the book, and I read, like, over half of it. And Tom said, well, what's it like? Because Jonathan said, it's so good. And I said, Tom, this is the way we raised our children. It's like I could have written the book because neither of us wanted to raise our children the way we were raised. And that's the wonderful thing about parenting, that you can do it your way, the way you want to. It's your choice. And so we chose to use the Word of God as our guideline. And sure, I failed a lot of times. I know I did. But I tried the best I could using the Word of God. But I'm a sinner, and I make mistakes too. And so here it was. It's everything that he does. And I couldn't believe it. And so I have chosen to read to you some of the reasons why he wrote this book. And ordinarily I wouldn't read this, But it tells why he read the book, because Christian parenting is way different than regular parenting. It's just
is it more of an expansion of regular parenting, taking the basic needs of the child and then adding the spiritual side to it?
It's really different. You will find as I read it, you'll find out your answer, okay?
Okay.
And this is Dr. Tripp writing. I have been motivated to write on this subject because I believe that our culture, and therefore the church, is in great need of a biblical focus on the task of parenting. I have sought to apply the principles which I have seen bear good fruit in my life and in the counseling and pastoral ministry God has given me. Most books on parenting give you advice either on how to shape and constrain your children's behavior or on how to make them feel good about themselves. Either control or self-actualization is deemed the goal of parenting. The former makes parental wishes supreme. The latter makes childish wishes supreme. Shepherding a child's heart contains something very different. The book teaches you what your goals as a parent ought to be and how to pursue those ends practically. It teaches you how to engage children about what really matters, how to address your child's heart by your words and actions. It teaches you how communication and discipline work together when parents love wisely. It teaches you how your objectives shift as infants grow into children and as children go into teenagers. Shepherding a child's heart will humble you. It will inspire you to become a different kind of parent. It will teach you how to by precept and example. Most books on parenting actually don't understand what children or parents are really like. Their advice builds on a foundation untrue to Scripture, untrue to human reality. Their bits of good advice mingle with bits of bad advice, because the overarching vision is faulty. Their bits of good advice totter or misfire, because the balancing elements of wise parenting are neglected. Ted Tripp's book on parenting is different. The cornerstone is actually aligned. Shepherding a child's heart understands you and your children truly, so it leads in straight and wise paths. Tripp gives you a vision and he makes it practical. You can't ask for more. Ted Tripp is a seasoned parent, pastor, counselor, and school principal. But more than that, he is a man who has listened well to God and has wrestled out what it means to raise children. Listen well to him and wrestle out what it means to shepherd your child's heart. The only safe guide, I'm just reading bits now of the introduction. The only safe guide is the Bible. God's ways have not proved inadequate. They are simply untried. Let us overview a biblical vision for the parenting task. This has sections of authority, shepherding, and the centrality of the gospel. I will say a few things about the authority. As a parent, you must exercise authority. You must require obedience of your children because they are called by God to obey and honor you. You must exercise authority, not as a cruel taskmaster, but as one who truly loves them. Children rarely run from a home where their needs are met. Who would want to walk out on a relationship in which he feels loved and respected? What child would run from someone who understands him, understands God and his ways, understands the world and how it works, and is committed to helping him be successful? Children generally do not resist authority that is truly kind and selfless. This is about shepherding. If authority best describes the parent's relationship to the child, the best description of the activity of the parent to the child is shepherding. The parent is the child's guide. This shepherding process helps a child to understand himself and the world in which he lives. The parent shepherds a child to assess himself and his responses. He shepherds the child to understand not just the what of the child's actions, but also the why. As the shepherd, you want to help your child understand himself as a creature made by and for God. You cannot show him these things merely by instruction. You must lead him on a path of discovery. You must shepherd his thoughts, helping him to learn discernment and wisdom. This shepherding process is a richer interaction than telling your child what to do and think. It involves investing your life in your child in open and honest communication that unfolds the meaning and purpose of life. It is not simply direction, but direction in which there is self-disclosure and sharing. Values and spiritual vitality are not simply taught, but caught. Proverbs 13:20 says, "He who walks with the wise becomes wise." As a wise parent, your objective is not simply to discuss, but to demonstrate the freshness and vitality of life lived in integrity toward God and your family. Parenting is shepherding the hearts of your children in the ways of God's wisdom. And then there's a bit about the centrality of the gospel. Keeping the gospel in focus, you see, is more than helping our children know forgiveness of sin through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. In the gospel, there is the promise of internal transformation and empowerment. Ezekiel 36 expresses well the fullness of the gospel. In verse 25, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols." The grace of forgiveness is found in the gospel. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." The grace of internal change is found in the gospel. "And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." The grace of empowerment to live is found in the gospel. The gospel enables you and your children to face the worst in yourselves, your sin, your badness, and your weakness, and still find hope, because grace is powerful. So this is what the book is about. It's a whole different way of parenting.
Now, it sounds, you know, to make this work, it starts with the parent.
That's right.
Because kids are clever enough to see through, you know, something that's false. If you're just going to church on Sunday and you're making them go to Sunday school and, you know, this is something that's 24/7, it has to go.
That's right. And children, as you said, children know that. They recognize it. And if you aren't strong in your faith, hey, forget it. You know, why should you expect your children want to? You know, our children, well, I have 7 sons, and every one of them wouldn't even think of missing church. But Tom and I set that example. We always went to church. If we went on a vacation, we found a church that we'd go to. And, you know, it just follows through. And we made it fun. Oh, I wonder where we're going to end up in church on Sunday. And it was just exciting to see. And we went to all different kinds of churches. And it's just, but the parent has to set the example.
It sounds like, you know, they have to find it before they even have the child. I mean, it would seem that you know,
starts right at
you can't start at, you know, conception or birth. I mean, this is something that, you know, if you're thinking of having children in the future, that maybe this kind of book is something to read so you're going to a goal you want to get to.
Yes, it mentioned, I know this was later on in the book where he mentions that a lot of parents want to have children, but they don't want to be parents. Get it?
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to guide them. They just want to have them.
Well, there's a tendency today to let others raise your kids.
This is up to the school,
and this is up to, you know, preschool to teach them this. And really, they're just tools that you're paying for through either direct payment or through your taxes to help educate your child the way you think they should be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to say about that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, and you know, a mother's influence is really a lot. I want to share this. This is from the Decision magazine in August of 81. And I read this in Elise Arndt's book of A Mother's Touch. And she was our speaker either four or five times at Christian Parenting Day over the years. She's just wonderful. She's written a couple books. And this is just an excerpt from hers on A Mother's Influence. Mothers have a strong ability to influence. Godly mothers have the potential of producing godly children. But the opposite is also true. Ungodly mothers can produce ungodly children. When you read of great men in history, you see how many of them mention the effect their mother has had on their lives. It is said that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And behind every great man, there is a woman. You can influence your children either for good or for bad. A newspaper story told of two families. One was the family of a well-known atheist. The other was the family of Jonathan Edwards, a great American preacher. They were contemporaries. The atheist married a godless wife, and from this union to the fourth generation of 1,200 descendants, there were 400 who were physical self-wrecks, 310 paupers, 150 criminals, and 7 murderers. That was in the age that was considered puritanical. Jonathan Edwards married a godly woman. Of 1,394 known descendants to the fourth generation, there were 14 college professors, 100 ministers of the gospel, missionaries and theological teachers, more than 100 judges and lawyers, 60 physicians, 60 authors and editors, and almost every North American industry has been influenced by an offspring of Jonathan Edwards. It's just what you said. Your example makes a big difference, whether you're godly or not.
We're going to pause for 60 seconds here. We're going to take a break for a commercial message, and we'll be right back.
If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, you know how tricky insurance can be. Did you remember to add that new planter you bought? What about the truck? Did you switch that over? The equipment you'll be using will need to be added. If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. Because Farm Bureau Insurance works with you to get all your needs taken care of. From the implements and trucks to the insurance on your workers, your local Huron County Farm Bureau agent will walk with you every step of the way. If you're a farmer and you don't know Farm Bureau Insurance, call one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents today. It could just be one of the most important calls you make. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Bill Weitzel in Pigeon.
Michigan, my Michigan.
Good morning. Temperatures continue to slowly moderate as we move through the next several days. It looks like an upper-level trough of low pressure will come into play here, keeping things a bit unsettled through the end of the week and into the weekend. But the dominant storm track will remain well to our south, with not one but two significant storm systems moving well to our south-southeast over the next couple of days. In the meantime, skies become partly sunny, middle to upper 30s today, a northeasterly breeze at 5 to 15. Chance of precipitation 10%. Turning cloudy tonight, lows 20 to 25. North to northeasterly winds at 5 to 10. A 20% chance of precipitation. We'll see a lot of cloudiness tomorrow with highs 35 to 40. North and northeasterly winds at 5 to 15. A 20% chance of precipitation. Partly sunny skies on Friday, upper 30s to lower 40s. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Smirley.
And we are back. Our guest today is Bernice Shoup. She's with the Thumb Christian Outreach Ministries. We're talking a bit about a book, Shepherding a Child's Heart. Dr. Ted Tripp, the author, is going to be your guest at the upcoming Parenting Day. And that is coming up next month, as I understand it.
When? In 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Early April.
Yeah. Well, it's April the 16th, because isn't April in 2 days? It's 2 weeks from Saturday.
Okay.
And, at Lakers.
And he's going to be speaking. Is he going to be the only speaker?
Yes, he is the only speaker.
So is he going to do several things during the course of the day, or can you come to part of it and still benefit? Because not everybody, you know, other people may have some plans for the afternoon or something. If they just catch the morning, there'll still be some.
Right. We have, see, what he does, he presents, what he's presenting to us is a short view of what he presents in 15 hours. And so it's really time compact, you know, really, it's really.
He compresses it.
Yeah, and we have to really keep to a very close schedule, because he is presenting five areas. And one of them, the first one, is going to be getting to the heart of the matter. And then he's going to talk about early childhood, helping children live joyfully under authority. And then, after dinner, there will be three sessions. Childhood, helping children understand how to identify attitudes of the heart. And teens, helping young people embrace the gospel as their own living faith. And then the last one, and he said it's the most important of all, is helping our kids see the glory of God. And so, those are the five sessions. So, if you have little children, you know, well, you know that we have child care for everyone. The youngest baby ever there was 5 days old, and then up through 12 years old, and we've got wonderful people taking care of them. Oh, those in charge are either teachers or parents. Oh, and lots of wonderful helpers. They'll be well taken care of, and the children have as much fun or more. Well, I don't know about more, but as much fun as the parents do, as they listen to Dr. Tripp. Usually we have small sessions, but he's so famous, and we don't want anybody to miss anything of this. So he will all be there.
And it's good for both men and women.
Oh, my, yes.
Because sometimes there are topics you've had in the past that were more centered toward the men, more for the women, but this is unisexual. Everybody can benefit.
That's right. That's right. And anybody can come. Single people, because most of us have something to do with some children. It might be a neighbor or whatever, you know. Grandparents should come so that you know how to react. He's going to be talking about all these different ages and stages of children.
And everything is free.
I had a phone call from a woman in Indiana a few weeks ago, and she said, last year, we went to a marriage enrichment weekend, and it was good. And she said, I was thinking, well, why shouldn't we enrich our parenting? And so she went to the internet, and she found us. And so she called me, and we talked a long time. She's married to a chiropractor, and they have four children. And she said, well, we'll be there. And she said, I said that it was free, and she said, free? I said, yes, I go around getting donations from people. And she asked me a question that nobody's asked me in 30 years, and she said, how much do you want me to give? And I said, well, you just give whatever you want. And so she said, they're going to make a weekend of it here. She said, do you have anything to see in the Thumb? And I said, oh, yes, yeah. And so they are going to try to get other people, other couples and their families also to come.
Hopefully all we won't show them is snow.
Hey, they can travel around. They won't be going swimming.
No.
Except at the Holiday Inn, where we've booked a bunch of rooms for this event. And they can still see the dairies and stuff, you know, the big dairies. And who knows what they'll all see. But we've got a lot to see here.
In bringing up a child spiritually, is there a guide that tells you basically what to present to them at certain ages? It seems, you know, when they're younger, you want to give them more of the Noah type of stories and stuff, the more pleasant, and then you don't want to go into the darker aspects of faith that you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. I have two things here, but this is one that I'm going to share. Last year, we had Anne Voskamp from Canada speak as our keynote speaker. And she is an amazing woman. She has a book, and the people knew last year that she was writing this book. In fact, Zondervan, the publisher of the book, asked her to write this story because she's such an amazing woman of God. She's only 38 years old, but she has wisdom and knowledge way beyond her years. And Anne has 6 children, and she's married to a hog farmer, and she homeschools her children. And she tells, and this book, by the way, is going to be available for sale at the Christian Parenting Day. I've sold like almost 200 books of this already, and I have another 100 that just were delivered yesterday, so that we'll have enough books there for everybody. This book was in its third printing already. It just came out January 16th. The second week, it was in its third printing. And it has been on the New York Times bestseller list for the past 4 weeks. It is a story that they say will be a classic, like Heidi, Hans Brinker, all these, Black Beauty. It'll be like that. It's one that everyone should read, men, women, widowers. Widows, as I said, I've sold almost 200. And because I have sold so many, I get it at a good price. And we're selling them for $12, and they're really $16.99. And so it's one that everyone would like to read. And Anne tells about how she parents. In fact, she uses Shepherding a Child's Heart. She read this book, and she was hoping to come to Christian Parenting Day this year so she could hear him herself. But she's speaking in Portland, Oregon the next weekend, and she can't be gone from her big family for 2 weeks in a row. And so she won't be able to be there, but we'll have her book available. But she's actually using Shepherding a Child's Heart. And she talks about all this stuff that you're talking about. Like, if you're, like, you know, it's really chaotic in a home with a lot of children. And I know that. You know, it's not easy. And she homeschools them, so they're in the house. You know, they go out and they do their hog chores, and then they run in for breakfast, and they're at their Latin, and they're at all this, that, and another thing. And she said crayons are all over the floor, and their Legos are everywhere, and the laundry is piled high, high, high. Or there are dishes in the sink. And she said, you know, I just have to breathe deep and say, thank you, Lord, for the children. Thank you for Legos that they can play with. Thank you for everything that, you know, she sees, bad or good. And she writes this down. And she writes, she's got pieces of paper in her pockets, in her apron that she always wears. She has them on her counter. She has them various places. And whenever she gets frustrated, she just goes to the paper and writes down something she's thankful for. And the book is called 1,000 Gifts. And it's that way. It's a dare to live fully right where you are. You know, even in the chaos, hey, I can still thank God. And so this is what she's doing. And people's lives have been changed by this book. I delivered one to a woman a few weeks ago. And she called me and she just said, thank you for coming and bringing that book. I took 6 more to her. She said, everyone has to read this book. She bought 6 more just to give to people because it's changing her life the way you do this. And she said, you know, her children tussle with one another. You know, it's a normal thing. We're all sinners. And she said, oh, like maybe they'll have a big fight or something on the floor wrestling around. And somebody will end up crying and crying and crying. And she'll say, do you want me to hold you? No. Well, do you want a blanket around you? No. And so what she did, she has a prayer place right in the middle of the room that they can go to. And then she talks very gently. And she doesn't holler at them. Well, like, you know, why are you so mad and all this? And no, she just speaks very gently. And she speaks the word of God to them. And she just loves them. And then they have not only that place, but they also have a prayer box. And they can go over there. And there are songbooks that they can sing out of. Or just nice things that they can think nice things. And she said that her little boy, he's in first grade. And she said, all of a sudden, the tears stopped. And, you know, she'd say, like, do you want me to wipe your eyes? No. And so all of a sudden, but he kept wiping them and wiping them and wiping them and wiping them. And she said, all of a sudden, he said, I feel better now. And off he went to play. And so there are these little tactics she tells about in her book of ways that you can make peace at home.
I'm trying to remember, is this the lady who has the blog?
It sure is.
Because I remember something from last year that the guest had a blog that was really popular, and people can go online and maybe get a taste for what the book is like through that.
Right. And it's real easy to find, if you have a computer, that is. It's a holy experience. And for those of you who don't like computers like me, Angela, who is Jonathan's wife, said 3 years ago, Thanksgiving night, we had been together in the daytime, and at night she called me and she said, Mom, there's a really good blog that I would like you to see. I said, I don't know what a blog is. Like, I didn't know anything. Well, she said, I know you'd like it. Just do what I tell you to do. And she told me how to find this, you know, what to click and all that. And I fell in love with Anne. Just love her. Just love her. And I've been in her home. She's been in our home. And she tells, she takes pictures. Oh, she's a tremendous photographer. And she takes pictures of anything like here. She would take pictures of the microphone from different angles. And then she'll make a story out of that. A story that has to do in a Christian way. Like, how do you speak? Do you look into the eyes of a person? Or do you just sort of mumble? Or she's really an interesting writer. I mean, she's like a tremendous writer. And then she has all these pictures. And then she ends it all with the word of God. She'll have scripture always at the bottom. And then you can click on 3 different things that relate to that. And so then you can just go back and back and back and back. And then the next one will have 3 more pictures. And you can just spend a lot of time if you want to on that. And I have learned to like that. And I listen to it every day. She does her blog 6 times a week. She wasn't on yet this morning before I came here. So I don't know what she's going to talk about today. But she lives amongst the Amish and Mennonites, and often we'll talk about those. Often we'll talk about the hogs. How one last year they all died. Every baby, that hog that was born, every baby piglet died. And oh, how her husband, you know, well, that's their life. And well, they have some crops too, but that's the main part of their life. And so he went on the internet. The internet can be used for good things. And he eventually found out the disease, the thing, the reason that they were dying. And then he was so excited, and he told her, and she said, I have to write about this. And she wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote, and he said, she said, I'll try to make it short. He said, no, tell it just like it is. And it was long. Usually it's not that long at all. But she's amazing. And if you click that in, a holy experience, you indeed will have a holy experience with God. It will change your life. It has changed mine. And she's such a dear friend of mine. If you look at the picture of the book, there's hands reaching down, holding a nest with two eggs, two blue eggs in it. And I heard someone out in the hall say, oh, that's really a pretty picture on the cover. And you just don't forget it. And she asked me, I was one of her friends that she asked to choose the cover for the book. And so she's just really special to me.
And you also have updated your scripture booklet for 2011. Mm. You've had them each year at Christian Parenting Day, and this year you've gone through it, kind of made sure you've dotted all your I's and crossed your T's.
Yes, and then Fopples, Don Fopple at Pigeon, he made 400 copies so that everyone can get a new copy. A few years ago, we put pictures in with it. So we have the same pictures, but all of the mistakes are corrected, hopefully.
Typos on the human part.
That's right. That's right. And everyone who comes will get one of these free. And everything is free that day. This scripture booklet has helped so many people. And we have it. We have like 22 different topics. And they're from 9 different translations of the Bible. And the whole thing is complete scripture. Is there any area that you would especially like for me to choose one verse from?
No, but we're a little tight on time, so choose one.
Okay, so let's see. Let's try God's advice to husbands and fathers. We have 4 pages of that. God's advice. Oh, let's see. It is... Ooh, I don't know which one. There's so many here. Let's see. Well, I'll take one here. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the taste and good for your health. It is better to be patient than powerful. It is better to win control over yourself than over whole cities. Be imitators of me as I am in Christ, of Christ. And Paul was writing that in 1 Corinthians. An old man's grandchildren are his crowning glory. A child's glory is his father. Just lots of good, good stuff. Yeah.
Now, in these books can help, but I imagine one of the best places to start is your own family church. Whatever denomination you are, wherever you go, you know, your pastor, they can all help you as well.
Yes, they can. And you know it's so important to have Christian fellowship. When I talked to Teddy on the phone yesterday after those 8 or 12 hours of trying to find him, I said, Teddy, I didn't ever remember that they went to church. And he said, no, he said, we never did. And they had some bad experiences trying different churches. And then he said, we were active in a church for 15 years, my wife and I, but then she wanted to move to Jackson, Michigan, and so that's where they are. And he said, we have never gone to church since we've moved here. He said, there's even a church walking distance from our house. And he said, but we've never gone. But you know, Miss Bauer, we were happier when we were active in church. And I said, yeah, Teddy, just try it again. He said, yeah, I should try it again. I said, no, no, no. Don't just say you're going to try it. Do it.
Oh, the teacher comes back.
Oh, it does.
Christian Parenting Day is coming up April?
April 16th.
And we'll have more on that when it gets closer. So
the people register, too, that we know we have enough care for the children.
And they can do that online, some Christian outreach ministries online, and they can get info on what's happening and how to register.
And check out Angela does a blog for us. It's called ChristianParentingDay.com. Check it out. Everything's there. And we have free gifts to give away. Oh, we'll tell about that in 2 weeks. Wait till you hear. I can't believe it.
All right. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for being with us today. This has been part of our series this month on Parenting Awareness Month. Our guest has been Bernice Shoup, Thumb Christian Outreach Ministries, the director?
President.
President. Okay. And, again, Christian Parenting Day coming up 2 weeks from Saturday. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.